We want to go now to the very tense situation in Israel and Gaza. Overnight rockets were fired by both sides, and Israel says it has now begun open-ended aerial operations to end rocket fire from Gaza. Earlier, a spokesman for the Israeli Defense Forces told reporters Israel had the capacity to take its operation, quote, up a notch, and warned that a ground incursion was not off the table. But my next guest has written extensively about the conditions on the ground in Israel and in the Palestinian territories, and in particular the rise of what many call price tag attacks carried out by radical Jewish settlers. In recent years, they've been increasingly violent and have targeted anyone that the settlers see as a potential threat, from the Israeli police and defense forces to, of course, Palestinians and their property. He says the source of homegrown terrorism must be acknowledged and labeled as such and addressed. Natan Sachs is a fellow for Middle East policy at the Brookings Institution. Natan, welcome to the show.
Thank you. My pleasure to be here.
You know, as soon as I read your article in Foreign Affairs on this issue of price tag attacks, you know, anyone who, when I was thinking about settlers, anyone who chooses to be a settler on Palestinian land and live a life of essentially frontline political activism challenges is going to be vehement, but you're talking about a different level of radicalism here. Who are these particular radical settlers that we're talking about?
Well, what Dan Byman and I wrote in Foreign Affairs is about a very small subset of settlers. The truth is that the vast majority of settlers are there for economic reasons. Many Israelis don't necessarily distinguish between some neighborhoods, for example, in Jerusalem, and others which Palestinians consider settlements. So the truth is that most settlers are not at all radical. In fact, they vote slightly to the right of the general Israeli public, but they're not at all what we would call extremists. But there is a group, a hardcore group, that has become more emboldened in recent years, not only among settlers, but among Israeli citizens inside Israel as well. And they have carried out what they call price tag attacks, retaliations for attacks by Palestinians. The most horrific we saw just this week with the killing, a terrorist killing of a Palestinian teenager in retaliation for the kidnapping and murder of three Israeli teenagers. And of course, this kind of terrorism is something that the Israeli security forces are dealing with very seriously, but for a long time had neglected to label as terrorism and to deal with forcefully enough, such that it's grown in recent years. And in part, this is seemingly an isolated event has now strategic ramifications with the region going into turmoil yet again.
There have been cases of physical violence, as you mentioned, a murder, but also lots of cases of vandalism, attacks on mosques, houses, the burning of olive groves and Palestinian property. Do we know whether these types of price tag attacks have become more common, or are we just noticing them more now?
There was a rise in them for a while. In the past couple of years, the Israeli security forces, we wrote this in 2012, and of course, unrelated to what we wrote, the Israeli security forces have now stepped up their efforts considerably. And in fact, the government itself is now unashamed to call many of these perpetrators terrorists, which is quite new. Certainly the very brutal murder, which has shocked Israeli society, is labeled almost universally as terrorism by Israelis. But even the seemingly minor things, the broken window, if you will, these things have now grown in number. We've seen quite a few attacks inside Israel and in the West Bank against mosques, against churches, things that get a lot of headlines. We should remember, in context, these are a very small minority of the attacks that happen. By and large, there are much more severe issues. But internally for Israel, this is a very dramatic issue, something that they need to deal with. More and more, these attacks look a bit like the Palestinian counterpart, which Israelis have for a long time prided themselves in being different from.
Natan Sachs is a fellow for Middle East policy at the Brookings Institution. Natan, you know, from a distance, these types of attacks that you're describing, not only the murders, but also the vandalism, attacks on mosques and houses and farms, from a distance, they seem like they might be provocateurs. And I don't have any evidence that these attackers, which are probably young men, are being controlled by anyone else. But you see this type of activity in Ukraine with Russian-backed provocateurs. You see it all over the world. One has to be suspicious of that.
Yeah, certainly. And there's always the fear that this can spiral into hype, into more than it really is. And some of these attacks are probably provocations to try and get things going. Indeed, the whole idea of a price tag attack is, of course, psychological, which what makes it akin in certain circumstances to terrorism. It's an attempt to affect the psychology of your adversary or perceived adversary. And there's a lot of opportunity for provocation. But there is now more information. The Israelis have more information on who is doing this. And even the murder of the teenager from northern Jerusalem was solved very quickly. There are now 6 suspects in custody, and reportedly 3 of them have already confessed. And so the Israeli, there is a real phenomenon behind it. By and large, it's not organized. There isn't one big price tag organization. It's mostly local vandalism, partly feeding off complacency towards racist outcries, towards people channeling their rage at Palestinian terrorism into calls for revenge, for example, which is a word that has been prominent in Israeli social media in the past 3 weeks when Israel has been following the kidnapping of the 3 Israeli teenagers and holding its breath, in a sense, until their bodies were found, unfortunately. And these kinds of calls have fueled a widespread, diffuse phenomenon, including the price tag attacks, but more ominously, the murder.
Is there a way for settler leaders or police to gain control of these attacks, or will they always occur, do you think, as people are angry?
There certainly is a way. And one can take some encouragement in recent statements. Even politicians for the most extreme right in Israel have decried this latest murder, especially calling it inhuman, un-Jewish, and terrorism very explicitly. What's needed, though, is much more vigilance on the broken window, vigilance on things that that would seem not terribly disturbing, such as racist cries in social media, such as attacks on mosques or on churches. The same things that Israel demands of the Palestinian Authority justly demands, things that the Palestinian Authority has not been doing very well, curbing incitement against Israel, curbing the glorification of terrorists. These kinds of things need to be kept in Israel, not just for reciprocity, more importantly for Israel's own sake and for the sake of Israeli society, and for the sake of what can spiral out of control, for example, the conflict now between Israel and Gaza, which neither party really had a vested interest in, but now may spiral into a prolonged conflict.
There is new attention being drawn to radical attacks by radical settlers, maybe a few, maybe not organized, but subset of Israeli settlers attacking violently some Palestinians, also damage to property and damage to farms, and also sometimes attacking Israeli police. Natan Sachs, fellow for Middle East Policy at the Brookings Institution. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.